still, okay?
Okay.
Your brother still has to be your
nephew.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, my mother's sister would be
my aunt.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, the child has lost his mother and father is
orphan.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he's put in a orphanage, mm-hmm. you call him anything else or still just an orphan?
Ward. He's the ward of someplace.
What about the people who are appointed to look at her?
Right, they're being a guardian.
Ever heard any different names for that?
Guardian? Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, actually, yes, he does have the same name as me, and maybe he does look like mm-hmm. a little like me, but actually he's no
kin.
Mm-hmm. Someone like me who comes into town and nobody's ever seen before, you know.
Mm-hmm. A stranger.
Does it matter from how far away you come?
Well, from the north he comes, he's more a stranger.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people apply the term foreigner to somebody who's not familiar?
If he speaks a different language or has an accent, mm-hmm. they usually refer to him as a foreigner.
The next thing I need to do is to set a few names for him. Mm-hmm. In the Bible, the mother of Jesus was
Mary.
George Washington's wife was
Martha?
Yeah, the historian knows
yes.
that.
Right.
And this one, let's see, I can ask you. You remember a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
That part of the one, is it? Mm-hmm. Can you ever get Nelly?
Nelly.
Will would be a nickname for
William or Bill.
What's some other nicknames for William?
Billy. Bill. That's the usually one.
And, let's see, you ever watch Gunsmoke every time
mm-hmm.
you show you
sure.
know, the sheriff's name? Is
yes. I forgot his name right now. I need to come back to me shortly.
Matt is short.
Yeah, Matt, yes, Matthew. Matt Dillon.
A woman, a teacher, have you ever heard any old-fashioned term names for a teacher?
Yeah, school marm.
Marm.
It's not used anymore, though.
I don't guess this applies to your daughter, either.
Or my wife, either. Okay.
And, let's see, did you?
Our old maid school teacher. Our old teacher with the tennis shoes.
The man who wrote the leather stocking tales.
Yeah.
Deerslayer, so what was his name?
I look back on him.
For James Fenimore
Cooper.
Yeah. And he's a woman, a married woman, named Cooper.
Who
call her
boy? Now, I may call him Mrs. Cooper down here. Cooper in the south and Cooper up north. But his name is John Fenimore Cooper. I was told that, not Cooper. So I called him that. According to where you're from. Cooper in the south, Cooper up north.
Okay. And do you have any name for him? Say a preacher or something, maybe a mechanic. Who doesn't really have a permanent job. He just kind of travels around.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's probably a jack of all trades.
Yeah. Ever heard any other older terms for him? Especially not very good. He just kind of travels around.
Tinker.
Ever heard him called a jackleg? Appreciate
a jackleg. Yeah, jackleg. I've heard that expression.
What did that exactly mean?
I don't know exactly. Jackleg to me means he's got one leg shorter than the other.
Yeah. I guess so. That's the guy. Hmm. This guy has this one. Staffing is a nickname for?
For a sheriff.
That's hard to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had a William, I had an uncle by the name of William, you call him what?
Uncle Bill.
Or you call his full name?
Uncle William.
Yeah.